I can go on and on because you just got a real cool vibe, man. Yeah, we can talk and chill. We should like get coffee or something.
Yeah, we should, man. Absolutely.
We're in your house, we're in your car, we are wherever you are, playing you the rest of the best in gospel music.
Hi, my name is Apostle Burl Howard, and guess what? You're listening to Soul Prosper Radio.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Ernest Pugh, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio. Keep it locked right here.
Soul Prosper Radio.
There you go.
Stay with me.
This is Ronan Harrison.
I'm Kirk Whalen.
Hey, this is Cheryl Pepsi Riley.
I am Tashina Arnold.
And together we are chosen.
Jay Digger. This is Ed Fred Hammond.
This is Sherry Shepherd.
Hey, this is Percy Beatty, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio.
Dorinda Clark Cole, the Rose of Gospel, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio. Y'all keep it locked.
My name is Michelle Williams. I love hanging out with Soul Prosper Radio.
This is Kim Burrell, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio.
Got a real cool vibe, man.
That mercy I never deserve. You give me that.
everybody, and welcome back to another very special episode of On the Record. I'm Fred Willis, your gracious host, and I have with me Nashville Life Music. I want to introduce these two guys and their wonderful platform and program to you. I'm going to read this really quickly. Nashville Life Music began as a spontaneous gathering around the living room piano that has now erupted into a joyful, thriving music collective in the heart of Music City. I think I can stop there and just introduce these guys. Alvin Love III and Dwan Hill, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
All right. Yeah, man, it's good having y'all. I've been reading up so much on you guys and how everything happened. And I heard it seemed like I heard a little bit of that upright piano on a few of those tracks. We'll talk about that a little later. But just talk to me about how you guys came forth from just a small gathering into now two projects featuring the church.
Yeah, that's a good question. We started off, like you said, a small gathering at my parents' house for the senior pastors of Nashville Life, Pastors Alvin and CC. And it didn't take long, you know, Nashville, our worship team, between Dwan and I and the rest of the team, a lot of songwriters are in our town, so we started writing our own worship songs. And after a while, we started doing these songs and people started wanting to hear them outside of our worship services. But since we didn't have any recordings, we didn't really have any options for them. And after a while, hearing so many people say, I wish I could listen to this at home, we figured we needed to record the songs. That's how Shine On Us started. We recorded our songs so that people could have the option of listening to them outside of our worship services. And then that Shine On Us album opened the door for Integrity Music to get involved. And that's how we're working on this album that we're doing right now.
Man, I love it. I really love what I've heard all the way back to My God. That was the first time I heard this Nashville Life sound, and I loved it from the moment I first heard it. So I want to ask you this. What challenges are there when you're writing music, you know, from the church that you have to, you know, you have to make sure that you include the heart and the vision of the church in the sound as well? What challenges do you guys face when you're creating music for the masses to enjoy?
Yeah, we have not perfected it, and we're not claiming to know how to do it the best, but I think because we have to do it every week, we have a lot of practice and opportunities to do it. And some things that I'm picking up are, first of all, the number one goal for worship service is for people to see Jesus and to look at him more than they look at us on stage. So I think the first thing that we try to do is, no matter how fun or exciting or even somber the music is, trying to get people to look at Jesus and have an encounter with him, because that's going to last a lot longer than the songs that we write. But that being said, if you can do that, if you can get people's eyes on Jesus, that doesn't have to be a bad song or even a slow song. I think we're learning it and figuring out ways that people can actually smile and dance and clap and celebrate their testimonies, all while focusing on the goodness of God. And so I think it's important to include scripture. I think that's really important to make sure that the lyrics are founded in the Word of God. I think it's important that the music is relevant, either in terms of style or tempo or feel, where people can easily and quickly jump in with you. And then I think it's important to represent the church that you're in. For example, we have a very diverse church in terms of faces and age and background. So we try to have a little bit of gospel, a little bit of CCM. We dabble a little bit in Spanish just because we want everybody who comes to the church to have an on-ramp into the presence of God.
Wow.
So, like I said, we're not pros at it, but I think those three things, scripture, musical style, and representing the heart of the church gets you a long way.
Well, it's getting you guys a long way. I have enjoyed what I've heard of the album so far. Your single out right now, Sing a Song featuring Aaron Cole, 2019 Dove Award New Artist of the Year. I love it. And that was another one when I heard it. I said, you know, wow. I said, they're picking up where they left off with My God. You know, that was such an infectious song. And then I watched the video of it, and that's when I realized, you know, exactly how diverse a group you have. And I said, wow, man, everybody's into it. You know, I really love watching you guys perform that. And of course, Mr. Talkbox's name, an artist that needs no introduction. You know, he meshed so well with you guys. As I listened to the album, what you said is exactly what I gathered. When I heard it, I felt so nostalgic listening to it because I'm a huge Andre Crouch fan, and studying his music and listening to his arrangements, that was the one thing that jumped out. You know, there was songs like, and I wrote them down. Let me see, where's one? Available, I've Got a Reason. Let's see, In a Little While. Oh my goodness. That one, I was like, I said, man, these guys got the formula, you know. And I know, you know, we're talking about CeCe Winans and Pastor Alvin Love, so obviously the proximity to an artist like that is there. But I just love how you guys just reached, I want to say reach back, but it's part of your formula. It fits so well. I even grabbed some, like, some Bruno Mars influence there on, I'm just saying Bruno Mars. I'm not saying y'all did it, but More Than Words. I love that. I love the falsetto on that. The percussion was just crazy. So I loved it so much. Now talk to me about putting it together. Song selections, choices, instrumentation, arrangements. How did you go about putting that together?
Thank you so much for the feedback. Seriously, there aren't many people who've heard the album yet, so to hear you comment on it is really cool. I'm really grateful that you enjoy it. I think as the formula or the process of getting songs on the album, we've kind of got two things. Obviously, primarily we are a worship team, so the songs that we do it first in the context of a Sunday service, where we're able to see how people are responding to it. That's like the ultimate tester, really, when you have to kind of put it out there and see the human response to it from the congregation. And then the integrity side of things, we also have an A&R team. We have a team that is listening to the record, giving us their feedback of what they think are the strong ones.
Mm-hmm.
We send a lot of songs to Integrity that we've done at our church. And so it's a combination of what we know goes well at church and then what we're getting back from our team at Integrity. That's how we got the 10 songs that we have on this album. And then, as far as arrangements, you nailed it. I mean, we just got a lot of influences. And I'm one person who gives full credit to the songs that inspire me, whether it's Andre Crouch or Hawkins or Bruno Mars or whatever types of music that's out there. We subconsciously probably pull from everybody when it comes to the arrangements. And it's just fun. It's been cool working, having the studio album. We were able to be a little bit more experimental, a little bit more adventurous, I guess, in our arrangements. Since more so than our live album that we recorded. So it was a lot of fun playing with string arrangements and horns and different vocal layering that maybe we wouldn't have done if we were doing a live album. So it was cool. It was a lot of fun, and I'm really glad that you have enjoyed it.
Don't you go nowhere. Don't you go nowhere. This is your girl, Shirley Murdoch, and Fred will be back with more Soul Prosper Radio.
Hey, this is Cheryl Pepsi Riley, and you are listening to Soul Prosper Radio.
It's SP Radio.
Don't y'all touch that dial. There's some good stuff on here.
Hey everybody, it's Fred. Welcome back to On the Record. My special guests today are Dwan Hill and Alvin Love III of Nashville Life Music. They are Grammy-winning producers. They won a Grammy for CeCe Winans' Let Them Fall in Love album. It was a very good album. And she showed up. She showed back up after a 10-year hiatus with a fresh sound. And these two guys are very instrumental in making that happen. And so we're talking about Nashville Life Music's brand new album, Here for Jesus. And we're talking about everything that went into the production of that album and the songs featured on that album. In this next segment, we're going to talk about their new single. It's called Sing a Song, featuring 2019 Dove Awards New Artist of the Year, Aaron Cole. And I like the song. From the first time I heard it, I loved it. As with most of the songs on the album, I really, really loved the sound. I love what they were doing. And, you know, hey, without further ado, I want to get into it so you can hear the remainder of our conversation. It was so good, so refreshing. I'm so glad that the album is finally out. There were, I'm not going to call them delays, but the coronavirus and this pandemic has altered so much. So the album is finally available, and I know you're going to love it. So let me hush up talking to you guys and let you hear the remainder of my conversation with Alvin Love III and Dwan Hill of Nashville Life Music. And I know people will enjoy it, and you know, to kind of give people a glimpse into the vision of the album, you have the Sing a Song video out, and it's got a retro look and feel. So talk about that, the video and that concept for that video.
Yeah, so because the record is throwback in style, we wanted to represent that visually, and it kind of happened without us really planning it. We knew that West End Middle School here in Nashville was one of the few schools in the city that had been renovated. And so we had a photo shoot there first. And then while we were there, we started talking about a music video for Sing a Song. And we were like, man, we should come back to this gymnasium and shoot this video. And it was perfect. It represents the album music so well. So we just got the team together. It was shot with one camera. The director was amazing. And we were joking in the previous interview about if we had known that we needed toilet paper so much right now, we wouldn't have used so much in the video. Because we used a lot of toilet paper. But yeah, it was a lot of fun to be in an environment. A lot of natural light. All the lighting you see in that video is natural light from the building itself with the sun. So yeah, it was a blessing that it worked out that well. And everything from our clothes to the way people were set up, like a pep rally, it just all came together really well. We were all really proud of it.
Wow, very good. So I want to ask you this as we move forward to the close of the interview, talking with Nashville Life Music founders Alvin Love III and Mr. Dwan Hill. I want to ask you guys, what do you expect us or the response to be to this album? What do you expect the response to this album to be once people hear it?
Well, I can't say what I expect. I can say what I can hope for it'll be.
All right.
I hope people respond the way you responded as far as really appreciating the arrangements.
Yeah.
That we cover of just multiple streams of genres and merging of genres. The average listener, at least in my generation, listens to a lot of different styles. And I'm hoping that works in our favor, given that our record sort of reflects the multiple influences and the wide range of influences that we have as artists.
Mm-hmm.
So my prayer is that it reaches a wide range of people, and that people who are music nerds like us who really do listen for all the different stuff,
mm-hmm.
and the different arrangements and the references, and I hope people catch all the different references that we have. But then at the same time, aside from the music, the heart of what we do, ultimately the expectation is that people come to know Jesus through the music, particularly because of the presentation and because of the production. We've seen with artists like Andre Crouch and so many others in the past, because of their production and because of their style, it was able to reach people that might not normally listen to the gospel.
Yeah.
And I pray that we did our part at presenting the music in an appealing way to where people can come to know Jesus through it.
Cool. I love that. And it's a reflection, obviously, of the ministry and how diverse it is. Your musical tastes and influences and how diverse those are. Even the features on the album are diverse. You've got Aaron Cole. Obviously, you have Mr. Talkbox on the EP that came out. You have Aaron Cole on this one. You got Leland Morin. And there's another lady. I forget her name. I've Got a Reason, the lady singing that
Shonda
one.
Jefferson.
Shonda Jefferson, yeah.
Isn't she great?
She is. She is. She is. I thoroughly enjoyed that. And she says a line toward the end of it. And she says, you know, I was scared to sing because I didn't sound like the other people. And I don't want to give too much away. But I was like, wow. When she said that, I had an air of confidence because I was like, me too. And it spoke to me, you know. So, I mean, yes, there's another testimony already.
That's great. Yeah, you are definitely the model consumer. I hope that people really can draw from all that you're getting from. But, yeah, Shonda's a member of our church. I think she works in healthcare and in accounting.
Wow.
And that's the beauty of the church. You have so many people who do various things but have crazy talent.
Yes.
And she got in the studio and it was time to ad-lib. I think it was Dewan that just said, speak from your heart, tell your testimony.
Wow.
And that's what she went into, the part that you just brought up.
Yeah.
That was directly from her life. And I think that's what's powerful about music. If it's from the heart, it's bound to connect and resonate with other people. So this is great. This is very encouraging for us.
Absolutely,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, you're awesome. I love how detailed you are with your comments. That is really inspiring to us.
Absolutely, man. I know, you know, there's a lot of music to consume. There's a lot of music available. And sometimes, you know, music can just pass you by, especially in the industry. You know, people say, okay, send me the single. I don't have time to listen to the full album. And sometimes you miss the vision of the project, you know, by just getting a radio single or something like that. And we live in a single society. You can go to iTunes and pick the song you like. And if you don't like that one, you know, a lot of people won't give it a chance. But I was so inspired by this. Here for Jesus is tells such a great story. Even that song, Here for Jesus, Reconciler, I Wouldn't Know God Without Knowing You. Stuff like that. This is just so perfect. And it's apropos for the time that we're in. You guys are in Nashville. This album is coming out later this year, you guys that are listening. So I want you to keep your eyes tuned to it. I'm going to update you. But before we go, I want you guys to talk to America. I want you to talk to the world. Here for Jesus, an album like this with such great storytelling. In Nashville, you guys suffered a devastating tornado last month. And we're currently in quarantine all over the country. Speak a message of hope to the listeners here. And you can even reference songs on the album, the project, and your vision all together. But I'm going to give you guys the floor as we close out the interview to just speak to America from your heart.
Well, yeah, the reason why we do music as a team, and the reason why we exist as a church, and the reason why we're Christians, is to make the gospel... really just to share the gospel. We don't even have to make it. We share what's already good about the gospel, which is God knows our pain. He experienced every trial and temptation that we face. And not only that, he paid a very high price for us to be back in his family, even though we don't deserve it. And we ran away from him. All of us have done that. And so we have a reason to sing. I think the song I Got a Reason, sing a song. I think one of the common threads on this record is thanksgiving for what God has done, for his goodness. And we just want to let people know that gratitude is the gate into freedom, the gate into the presence of God. And if you're going through a hard time, if you feel like you can't make it, if you feel down because of all the stuff you're facing, I just challenge everybody to think about what God has done for you and to sing a song in the face of challenge. And I believe that is a supernatural weapon that God uses to deliver his people So we hope our music is a way for people to do that. And even before it comes out, regardless of what we're doing, find a song, find a scripture, and start declaring how good God is. And I believe you're going to see a lot of things turn around for your life.
I love it. I love it. And as I let you go, I just want to congratulate you guys on orchestrating a sound that is just so phenomenal. Even with the Let Them Fall in Love, I'm going back there. And how that sound just kind of captured the ears of the industry with CC Wine. And so I'm looking very much forward to hearing this album, seeing it released, and writing and talking a whole lot more about it. I want to thank you guys for your time today.
Well, thank you, sir. It was an honor talking to you. It was a great pleasure.
All right, everybody, thank you so much for listening to my interview today with Dwan Hill and Alvin Love III of Nashville Life Music. We were talking about their brand new album that's out, Here for Jesus, and I'm here for it. I want you guys to go stream the album, buy it, add it to your collection. I know you're going to love it. I know you're going to love it top to bottom. There's something for everybody. It's so diverse. But if you love classic music like the Andre Crouch influences, if you love, you know, classic pop rock, AC, adult contemporary is what they might call it, you're really gonna love this. If you love their music, if you know Nashville Life, you know the music they're capable of producing, you love CC Winans, you've heard her new music, whether it was Let Them Fall in Love or the Something's Happening Christmas album, then you know her sound, you know this sound, and you're gonna love it. I am not lying. This is not hyperbole when I say you're gonna love it. I believe you really will love it. It's such a fresh sound, and I'm so glad that it's available now. We heard music in this episode from Nashville Life Music, My God, featuring Mr. Talkbox, Byron Chambers. We also heard from CC Winans, that was Dancing in the Spirit from that Grammy and Dove Award winning album, Let Them Fall in Love. We're going to close the show with Gerard and Javon. Those are very, very, very familiar voices from the CC Winans camp. We're going to play Higher, Higher. I like that song. It's a high energy song. And then we're going to close the show with Sing a Song featuring 2019 GMA Dove Awards New Artist of the Year, Aaron Cole. I want to thank you guys so much for listening today. And as I always say, share, share, share. Tell somebody that we're on. You can share this. You can share it whether you're listening on Spotify, not on Pandora yet, but we're on iTunes on the podcast there. We're on Google Play. You can find us on TuneIn. Or if you're not sure which platform will suit you best, come on over to listen.spradioshow.com and you can hear it there. Again, thank you guys so much for listening today and hanging out. I'm Fred Willis. You've been listening to On the Record. And until next time, may the Lord bless you real good.
Hello, I'm Gerard.
And I'm Jovan, and we are hanging out with Soul Prosper Radio with Fred Willis.
Higher, 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 higher.
Oh.
Against the wall, but we still gon' ball, yeah, yeah. He love all my flaws, he love me overall, yeah, yeah. So I'ma make a joyful noise until I'm dead and gone. I sing a song in his presence, cause that's where I belong, yeah.
Just think of one good time that you've been blessed. I'm sure you can find one thing that God has done for you. Now think of one more time that you've been blessed. I'm sure you can find more things to grow your gratitude. Sing a song to the one who's been loving us since forever. Sing a song to the one who's been there our entire lives. Sing a song to the one who's forgiven us for whatever. Sing a song to the I'm sure you can find one thing that God has done for you.
depression. Now I know that I can stay in the rain. The highest praise, like, yeah.
Hallelujah,
ayy. So I got my hands high, know that I'm covered like 10 lines. Gotta be part of his franchise. Got peace that I know that we can rise. We can rise, yeah. Hey, we can rise. Hey,
sing
the song.
Sing a song to the one who's been there our entire lives. Sing a song to the one who's forgiven us for whatever. Sing a song to the one who's been there. Sing it again. Sing a song to the one who's been there. Sing it again.
SP Radio.